Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, a very, very good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria, a show that we deal a lot with news and information, entertainment, crafting, women's issues, actually a little bit of everything. Joining us on the show today is a guy that I'm sure many of you have seen his face before if you've watched Law & Order. If you've watched The West Wing, if you watch The Wire, he's in a lot of commercials. His name is Aaron Marcus, and Aaron's going to be calling in a few minutes to chat with us because he's got a book out. He also has a website called www.howtomodel.com. So if acting is your thing, if you've got a young child that you're interested in getting into the acting or modeling business, if you yourself have ever thought that, hey, this is something that I want to do, to get into that business, and this may be the show that you want to listen to. He is also going to be taking questions inside our chat room, as well as if anybody wants to call in if you've got a question for him as well. Now, Aaron has been traveling around parts of the U.S. as well as Canada because he's also conducting seminars on his workshop, howtomodel.com. So I know he's got one that's going to be coming up in Baltimore, Maryland, out near BWI Airport. So if you're in the D.C. area, the Baltimore area, or the Philadelphia area, you may want to think about getting down there to his workshop. And I believe that workshop is only going to be one day. But when he calls in, he's going to give us some more information about that. So while we wait for Aaron to call in, just give you a quick second about a couple of other shows that we have coming up this week. Very excited about our show on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, also on At Home with Victoria. Jewel Green is going to be calling in. Jewel Green is a stylist. She also has a lot of events in the Washington, D.C. area. And Jewel is the wife of pro Hall of Fame football player Darryl Green, and I'm sure all of you guys know him. So generally, if you see Darryl Green out in the public, then you always see Jewel right there by him. But she has got this amazing event that is coming up on Saturday from 12 until 5 o'clock in the evening, and it's called the Party for a Purpose. So she's going to have a lot of different vendors in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area that are going to be out there. So you're talking fitness, you're talking fashion, jewelry, health, fun. Kind of, I guess, what you would call a girlfriend's afternoon. Now, what I like about that particular event that Jewel is doing is that some of those proceeds are going to be going to Haiti. It is $20 for tickets in advance, and I believe $25 at the door. So, again, a lot of that money is actually going to be going to help the victims of Haiti because we certainly don't want to forget about them. You know, things are still in a desperate situation over there in Haiti for thousands upon thousands of families. And we did a couple of shows, I want to say, back when it happened. So we've got to get back on the ball and do some more shows to continue to help those folks over there in Haiti. But if you are just joining us, we're waiting for Aaron Marcus to call in. He's going to be calling in to talk about, you know, if your thing is acting and modeling, then this is the man that you want to listen to because he's got lots of experience in that field. So I think he's on the line, so let's go ahead and see if we can get him on the air. Hi, Aaron, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, Victoria.
Hey, darling, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing real well.
Listen, we've got a lot of people out there listening to you tonight that is very, very interested in what you have to say. I think I did a pretty good job of introducing you while we were waiting for you to call in. So I just want you to jump right into the workshop and the book that you have out because that's what people are hearing, what they want to hear about.
Sure. Well, I can start off with the workshop. And basically what I do is I travel throughout the United States, Canada. I've been to Australia a few times. I'm going to Mexico in May. And I'm bringing the workshop to Baltimore. And I do this twice a year in Baltimore. And what I always do is I like to bring in some great local industry professionals. And I'm going to have an agent. I'm going to have a director, a casting person, a headshot photographer, and I'm going to be speaking as well. And essentially, this is a workshop that is geared for people who are really interested in acting and modeling, either for themselves or perhaps their children, or for people who've been doing this work for a while and just have felt that they haven't advanced as far as they would like to and want to make contacts and really learn from some great industry professionals.
I think that's great. I didn't know that you were bringing all of those other people in there. So definitely if you attend that workshop, I mean, you're going to get a bang for your buck to have that amount of knowledge in one room at the same time.
And also being able to make personal connections. Like, for instance, you know, in today's time period, it was very different than before where you could just knock on an agent's door and walk in there and say, hi, I'd like to talk with you about representation. And you just can't do that anymore. So I'm going to have a local agent there. And this will give you an opportunity to learn from the agent, personally meet the agent. You can bring in any photos that you have so the agent can take your pictures for their files. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for people to stop spinning their wheels and doing the same things incorrectly. It will save people a tremendous amount of money and time. And also it just really it creates an atmosphere where you will learn. It's almost like a cookbook where you learn this is what you need to do. Because the industry, it can be very tricky, and there are lots of people giving misinformation out there, and so it's a wonderful day, and for me, I love doing it because basically I teach people what I do during the week, which is I'm a full time actor and a commercial model.
I had read a little information, and for those of you that are joining us, if you have time, you definitely want to go to his website. It's www.howtomotto.com, and he's got information on there about the book, about workshops in terms of where you can find him, also a blog and just a lot of good information. Also, Aaron, I see you can register there for a video. Tell us about that.
That's really cool. The website is brand new. I just updated it. And basically what you can do is you watch this little introductory video, and then all you have to do is just put your email address in the state that you live in, and I will automatically send you a free video. This is a video. It's a technique that I developed that I use when I'm working with a photographer. And normally people have these concepts, and I'm sure it's from watching movies and television shows, how models are just standing there and the photographers are telling them how beautiful they are and the fans are blowing and their hair is going all over the place. Well, a lot of times we get pharmaceutical ads where it looks like you're in pain. You know, you just pulled a muscle or something, and it's an anti-inflammatory. So the reality of how the industry works in the commercial modeling division is very different than the fashion world. So having a specific technique that you can practice, you can work on, it will allow you to take the direction from the photographer and really be able to show a whole variety of expressions and emotions. And so that way, it's kind of like for actors, when you go on stage, you really need to have a technique because sometimes mentally you are just not there. And
you're
you can't just go by instinct. So you need a technique that will allow you to get to the place that you need. And the same thing holds true for commercial modeling. And so you don't have to be, you know, the greatest actor in the world, but you should be able to take direction from the photographer and give that photographer a number of believable expressions and emotions. And that's how people get rehired and requested over and over and over again. And it's like any other kind of sales job. You know, you do that first sell and people like the product. Well, of course, they're going to want to buy it again, and they will hire you over and over again.
Now, tell us about what it's like, for example, when you're on, you know, these sort of, I call them high-profile shows like The Wire and Law and Order. So what is it like for you personally, you know, when you're working on those sets with those sort of, you know, big-time sort of actors and actresses? Is it, I mean, are they pretty much down to earth, or is it kind of like this is business, I'm in there, we're all in there to do a job, let's do our job, and, you know, we can kind of have fun, but we're out of there?
It's scary. It's scary. It really is. You know, what I found is that it's almost like doing, in a sense, it's kind of like doing industrial films, which are training films, and I do a lot of those as well. And when you have maybe a 3 or 4 day shoot or a week long shoot, you start to relax after the first day, and it's just a very comfortable environment. But when you are essentially an outsider like myself, and I might be going in, I'm just working one day in most cases on these projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult, and it takes a lot of energy just to calm myself down.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, I found that the stars of the shows have been very nice to work with. You know, they don't have these crazy attitudes, and they're not screaming because they're their bottled water isn't the right temperature.
Right.
It's kind of like with what you said.
Cold.
right. It's kind of like what you said. You know, we're here to do a job, and let's have a nice time doing it. You know, you don't have to be the life of the party and things like that. And I mean, I know, like, you know, look, you've had so much experience in the newsroom as well, and I'm sure that, you know, if you are, you know, filling in for somebody on a show, it's a lot different than when you're a regular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do very, very much so. But I always find, too, if I've had to, especially early on in my television career, when, you know, our regular reporters are the guys out there on the street. We call them like the foot soldiers that you see on location. The anchors are the ones that sit at that desk. And I remember when I first had to start out, I was mostly a reporter out on the street. But then, you know, when it comes Christmas and holidays and vacation, most stations will let the reporters come inside to kind of practice their anchoring. And you know, I remember a couple of times when I got the opportunity to do that, I was scared to death because because honestly, you know, it wasn't my chair. I wasn't used to sitting at the anchor desk. I was comfortable out there in the field. But my experience was once I got there, the studio crew, they were always, no matter what station, they were always so nice that they would sort of have you laughing, because I later realized that those guys know that it's intimidating and you're probably a little scared. So they mm-hmm. always did so much to lighten the mood, you know, around me when I had to do that. Yeah, but it can certainly be a little bit intimidating. And then you kind of get to that point where you're like, okay, I'm fine. Everything's going to be fine. And then you kind of go on about your business.
You know, and the other thing, too, and I'm sure there are plenty of directors who really do have a heart and really have compassion, and they're trying to do everything they can to make things easy for you. But part of it, too, it's simply business. And they want somebody who is relaxed as possible, who is as calm as possible, because mm-hmm. it's going to make the day go a lot faster and easier.
Yes.
There might be ulterior motives to that. But I don't know. I found that the people have been very nice on sets. And now sometimes on movies, sometimes you do see stars, you know, who are acting out a little bit and, you know, mm-hmm. having their tantrums. But that really has nothing to do with, you know, the day players or anything like that.
Exactly. Now, for those of you that are just kind of coming in and joining us, I see you are. See, we've got a few folks, Aaron, inside our chat room. And I also, as we're on the air, I tend to get emails. And I've got a lot of emails that people want me to ask you. But I do want to also let you guys know, Aaron's got this awesome website. It's called www.howtomodel.com. So make sure you go on there and use that information. And I know he is also on Facebook. Are you still taking fans on Facebook, Aaron?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Okay,
love to have as many fans as possible.
So he is on Facebook. So I certainly feel like you're the type of person that if someone's trying to reach you or have a question, that you'll certainly do your best to get back with them on that question. Now, speaking of questions, there is a young lady who is listening to us all the way from Chicago, Illinois, and she says, Aaron, I loved you in Law & Order. That's one of her favorite shows. That she says that the picture that we have on here, she's seen that scene over and over again, and she says, congratulations on your success. But she says, have you ever thought about becoming an agent yourself?
That's a great question, and I've had a lot of people ask me that, partially because it was kind of like with what you said, I really do spend a lot of time trying to help people and answer questions for people. That was partially one of the reasons for writing the book, because I was spending so much time on the phone with people that I found mm-hmm. I simply couldn't give them enough information. But I know what it's like to get started. I remember getting started. It was very difficult. I didn't have contacts. I didn't have good connections in the industry. So I really did this completely on my own. So if somebody does have a question, I'll give you my email address. People can feel free to email me if they would like. It's Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at howtomodel.com, and that's H-O-W-T-O-M-O-D-E-L.com. And as far as the agency thing goes, I tell you, I know a lot of agents. I like a lot of agents. I don't know how they do it. I couldn't do it. And I think part of it is I find that there are a number of people that I work with who don't have the same kind of work ethics that I do, and mm-hmm. people who show up late for things, people who are irresponsible, people don't bring the proper wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And as an agent, that would make me crazy. And that's one of the reasons why in my workshop, I spend a pretty good amount of time trying to let people know what's going through an agent's head and things that you can do to make an agent's life easy, even little things. Like, for instance, on your outgoing message, whether it's your cell phone or home phone, make sure it is short, sweet, and to the point. Because I can tell you, because I've heard this from so many agents, if you have a long-winded monologue or you're telling jokes, you've got a long song before the beep comes on, as special as we like to think that we are, they're going to hang up. And they're going to go to somebody else.
Right. That's funny. Right.
And so there's just no way I could do that. It would be really very, very difficult for me. And especially for people that do extras casting, I have no idea how. I mean, they'll get phone calls at 1 o'clock in the morning to say that the scene changed because now it's going to rain tomorrow and they've got to call 300 people. So now I love being an actor. I love being a model, love giving seminars and sharing information with people.
Okay, next question. This is a young man who looks like he's from Atlanta, Georgia, and he wants to know, are there other avenues for getting into acting and modeling than having to be in L.A.? He says he doesn't like the environment of L.A. in terms of living there, so are there other places where there are plenty of jobs like New York, Washington, and places like that?
Yeah, that's it's a very interesting question because I hear that quite often. The fact of the matter is I know, and hopefully I'm not going to be angering any New York or L.A. agents, but quite often those people feel that the world evolves around New York and Los Angeles. And if you're not living in one of those two cities, you're not really an actor. You're not really a model. You're not talented.
I think that's a fair assessment, though, that I mean, I am like totally not in your business, but I've heard that enough in my 15 years of being in television news. So I think that's a fair assessment of what you just said. I really do.
And then the fact of the matter is that, yes, there are larger jobs that are taking place in New York and L.A. You will have many more opportunities if you want to work on television shows, if you want to work on movies, if you want to do Broadway, there's only one place for that one. But but the thing is, some of the best jobs I've ever done came from very small markets. And, I mean, the gentleman who wrote from Atlanta, I mean, that happens to be a very good market. And right now, they happen to be shooting Drop Dead Divas in Atlanta. I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but I had heard that, I just forgot the name of the TV show that's being shot in Charleston, South Carolina. It's Army Wives. I believe that's going to start shooting in Atlanta, but Atlanta's a really good market. But even for smaller markets, there have been some years. Now, I'm based in Baltimore, but I do work in New York, but I work in Boston. I've worked in Chicago, Florida. I mean, I really travel quite a bit for acting and modeling work. But there have been some years I've actually gotten more work from an agency in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, than in New York City. So the reality is, just because you don't live in one of the three major markets, which would be New York, Chicago, and L.A., doesn't mean that you're not incredibly talented. It doesn't mean that the photographers working there aren't unbelievably creative. It doesn't mean that the art and creative directors at the advertising agencies aren't wonderful. Even if you're living in a small market, what you need to do is learn how to market yourself And even if you have an agent, you still want to market yourself. And that's one of the reasons why, actually, I've got a gentleman named David DuBois who's going to be talking about marketing in my workshop. I also spend some time talking about marketing. And in my book, I've got a whole section on it. But you'd be surprised how much work there is available to you, even in very small secondary markets. So, no, you don't have to pick up and move to L.A. or New York. And the other thing, too, is sometimes people think, well, I know I live in Atlanta, but I want to work with an L.A. agent. I want to work with a New York agent. The fact of the matter is you have to be able to attend the auditions, and you've got to be able to attend the go-sees, which are the auditions for models. They call them go-sees.
Okay.
And if you're not available to do that on a regular basis, agents will not work with you in those particular markets.
Okay. Also, another question, I think this is also on the same line that we just had. This question is from Baltimore, Maryland. Hello, Baltimore. I have a lot of fans there. This young lady named Erin wants to know, is there a book or something out there in terms of how to pick an agent, or will we be able to get that information at your workshop?
Well, actually, you will be able to get that from both my book, because I have a whole section about agents, the questions you need to ask, the answers you need to get, what are the responsibilities of agents, what are the responsibilities of the actors and models, and yes, you also will be able to get incredible information about agents and meet an agent at the Baltimore workshop. One of the things, and do I have time to do a little story?
Yeah, go ahead. In fact,
okay.
It's funny because our show was almost up, but I took it upon myself to add more time, if that's okay. So we've got about 20 minutes left, if that's fine.
Fantastic. I will make this a very shortened version of a very long story.
Okay.
There are lots of really well-played-out scams in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended one of them because I wanted to see how they operated, and they came through Baltimore. So I figured this would be a wonderful opportunity for me just to see how do they really do it. And one of the things that I found was, number one, they were fantastic. They knew exactly what to say to me. They knew how to push my buttons. Meanwhile, I went in there portraying myself as a complete novice, somebody who had never worked before in this industry. And they were telling me that they wanted to represent me in New York. And I'm thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me. You've never heard a monologue. You didn't give me any kind of copy to read, any TV commercials or anything. And you're talking about representing me in New York. And the windup was, what they were doing was they wanted me to sign a contract right then and there. And basically they were selling me a photo session that would have cost thousands of dollars. And when I told them how much I wanted to work with them, but I just needed to take the contract home so I could look at it, the guy slammed his hand down on the table and looked at me right in the eyes, and he said, Aaron, if you want to work in this industry, you'll sign this thing right now. I can tell you right now, if you don't sign it today, you'll never work in this industry. And I had to explain to him, I'm really sorry, but I just can't sign a contract without being able to study it. And so essentially, that's one of the ways that the scams work. They talk to you about representation, and then they sell you really hard on a photo package. And look, it's one thing.
So really, really the only thing at that point that you would have been paying for through that was just someone to take your pictures.
Exactly. And I can guarantee you the photos would have been horrible.
Horrible, yeah.
And
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing that was so disturbing about it, I mean, besides the fact that they are playing with people's hearts, they are playing with people's careers and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is there was nothing illegal about what they did. Somebody was paying an astronomical fee for horrible pictures, but they provided the service. They gave you everything in the contract that they agreed to. So one of the things that you really need to do when you are searching for agents is trust your instincts. And if something isn't feeling right to you, go with your gut instincts, because the thing is, there are lots of really good agents out there, and there are many ways that you can very easily tell if an agent is legitimate, not legitimate. So like, for instance, with the photo thing, if an agent says, hey, look, I'm looking at your pictures, I think you've got a really good look, these just don't sell you well, you need new photos. Well, if the agent says, here are the names of a couple of headshot photographers in the area, that's wonderful. Just like
right.
If they say to you, hey, you know, you need to take some acting class, that's wonderful. But if they say to you, I'm not going to represent you unless you shoot with this one particular person, that would make me very
that's
nervous.
A red flag. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's, yeah. And you know, you're right, because, too, just from my experience in the television business, we also, you know, have agents and things of that sort. And at one point, you know, my career, I was thinking about getting an agent. So, you know, you do that. You call around to your other friends. You go through television news. There's sort of a list or websites of agents that you have, and you start asking around. But I found myself, what was funny about that was that I knew more people and I knew about more jobs than the guy that I was going to select, because it was kind of like a period of about a month before I was making the decision, because like you said, you know, you want to look at the contract, you want a lawyer. I mean, you want people to look at this stuff if you're going to sign your name on the dotted line. And it was just strange, Aaron, because through that entire month, I was calling him saying, hey, did you know this station? Did you know that? He knew nothing, so it was kind of like a little light went off when me thinking, well, what in the hell am I going to give him 10% of my salary when I'm the person who's telling him about jobs? Shouldn't it be the other way around? So I realized that at that point in my career, I could find myself my own job, you know, just through my connections and network and television and stuff, and that I really didn't need an agent. And then within the television community, what was really cool that came along where – you got a lot of folks in the entertainment business that were lawyers who would say, hey, well, you know what? When you go to a television station, sweetie, and you know, you sign a contract, then just pay me, you know, a one-time fee. I'll look at the contract and advise you on that. So that became more palatable for me to do, as opposed to, you know, the whole sort of 10% and this and that and all of that other stuff, which it worked out for me. But you're right, and I'm glad that you really talked about the scams that's out there, because, and you couldn't have said it any better, people will basically prey on your emotions, your dreams.
Exactly.
And then, I mean, your business is way, way, way tougher than television news, I can tell you that. So, I mean, there's just so many people out there just willing to take a scam. And my thing is, too, and maybe you can talk about this, If I go into someone's office or I'm going on an interview and someone's asking me for money the first time you see me, like, that's a red flag to me already. No one should be asking you for it, right? I mean, they shouldn't, right?
Well, here's how it works in our industry. Typically, you are never going to pay an agent anything except for a percentage of any booking that you get. And those percentages can change depending on the category. Like, for instance, if it's a commercial modeling job, there is no union for commercial modeling. But typically, agents will charge a 20% commission fee. That's normal in the industry. What a lot of people don't realize is that the agent also gets a 20% commission fee from whoever is paying for the job. So if the photographer is being invoiced or the ad agency is being invoiced, they will pay the agent 20%, and then the model pays 20% to the agent.
Okay.
Now, if it's an acting job, if you are a member of a union, if you're a member of the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, or if you're a member of AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, then as of today, and that might change at some point, but as of today, we are only allowed to pay a 10% commission fee. Now, if you're a non-union actor, typically you're going to pay a 20% commission fee. But going back to your question, it is true we should only be paying a percentage of any job that we book, but there is an exception to that. Mm-hmm. Years ago, agents used to produce a modeling book, and models and actors would pay a fee to have their pictures in the book. And every agency had different formats. Some could have four or five pictures on a page. Some could have two pictures on a page. And you would pay for that book, and that book would be sent out to photographers and art and creative directors at advertising agencies, because they are the ones who sometimes are the ones who actually cast and choose the actor or the model. Now,
right.
that was an expense that we, the actor and model, would have to pay. Well, in today's time period, people have gotten rid of books because it's much more lucrative and it's also faster and easier for agents to have websites. So this way they can, you know, if you were a photographer and I were an agent and you called me, I need somebody in this age category, this kind of height, well, I can just start emailing you JPEGs. Or you could go to the website, depending on how it's set up, and you can do a search. You know, I'm looking for people in this particular category.
Mm-hmm.
So for the websites, we pay for that. So if an agent says, I want to represent you, and I would like to have you on my website, that is an expense that you will have to pay up front.
Right. But that makes sense, though. I mean, something like that, if you are reputable and, you know, I'm looking at that website and he's got hundreds of other pictures on there, and, you know, I mean, so I did not know that did exist in your industry, but I think it's a great idea because, you know, what better way for you to be able to market yourself than to put yourself on someone's website, and hopefully if they're looking for that type person or model, then all the, you know, clients got to do is look on there and say, yeah, Victoria's teeth are exactly what I want. So, yeah, I think I want to talk to her. I mentioned that, Aaron, about my teeth because my whole life people have told me I have nice teeth, and it's always been my dream. As crazy as it sounds, before I die, I want to do a toothpaste commercial because it's my dream. And mark my words, Victoria Gaither will do a toothpaste commercial before she dies. That's like my only little dream that I want to do when it comes to modeling and acting and all that stuff, because I think I have a nice set of teeth, so I like to try to use them.
Well, why limit it just to toothpaste? You're beautiful. You should be doing regular commercial modeling ads as well, I mean, including
toothpaste. And the thing with toothpaste is that what people are so amazed by is that these are all my teeth, and I have never used any whitening products. So I've never had to do anything to enhance my teeth. They're just simply all mine. So I've been really, really blessed with that. But let's see. We have another question. This is a young lady who's calling from New York City. Hello, New York. New York is in the house. Thanks for being with Aaron and Victoria talking about acting and modeling. She wants to know, I guess getting back to your seminars, how long have you been doing your seminars? And she commends you for what you're doing, because there's so many people out there hungry for information about the entertainment community and how to get into it.
I've been doing the workshops, gosh, probably 15 years, and it was really interesting how it started. There was an agent down in Richmond, Virginia, who
mm-hmm.
called me up and said, look, I know you do a lot of commercial modeling work. I would love to have you come down and talk to my actors and teach them how to use their skills to get commercial print work. I said, sure, I'd be more than happy to do that. I wasn't charging anything. And
mm-hmm.
so I said, you know, how long do you want me to talk? She said, you know, just, you know, maybe an hour, just come down. Fine. Well, I start putting things together, and I found I couldn't do it in an hour. And so I wound up doing a 3-hour seminar, and then eventually that started turning into a 4 and then a 5. And so now I'm doing – it's a 6-hour day, and I find
mm-hmm.
that people much prefer doing one stretch of 6 hours than trying to split
mm-hmm.
it up into a couple of days.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
So, but, you know, if it's something that you are passionate about and something that you really love doing, then people feel it when you are talking with them. And
mm-hmm.
they get a sense that, you know, what this person is doing is giving me great information. They're not just trying to, you know, sell me on
right.
things. And
me off, yeah.
Because I know, even like, for instance, with interviews, I've heard people talk about when they're trying to sell their products, and they will say, well, if you read my book, if you want to learn, you know, the best way to find an agent, I've got 10 great questions on page 63, and then they move on to something else. And I'm sitting there going, well, wait a second. What is it? How do you expect
right.
me to, you know, to purchase
me,
something
right.
unless you tell me that there's something of, you know, substance there? So,
right.
yeah, I love giving out information.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with you. There is another young lady who is listening to us from – you know what? This says Alaska. I can't believe that, but Aaron, we've got somebody from Alaska.
Hey, I did a workshop in Anchorage. I've done two.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, Aaron has been to Alaska, so her question is, she wants to know, I'm trying to kind of read this as I go along. She wants to know, do you have any particular advice to parents who want to get their kids into acting?
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, I do. Probably the most important thing that I could say to a parent is make sure it is your child that wants to pursue this. I've worked with enough kids who very clearly did not want to be on the set. And in most cases, I found it was a stage mom who just kept pushing the child.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this one time, this kid just burst into tears. He just didn't want to be there. So most importantly, make sure that your child is interested in doing this. And also, I've had parents say to me, well, I want my child to start acting and modeling so we can, you know, pay for college. And I stop them very, very quickly and let them know, if you are trying to save up money for a college education, there are much better ways of doing it than trying to do it through acting and modeling. What you will find is that the money really, it plays such a small part in all of this. What I think is really neat about this industry, especially for kids, is the kind of information that they learn and use that they will be able to apply in all aspects of their lives later on. Things like being responsible, looking mm-hmm. at an adult, shaking their hands, being mm-hmm. focused, following through with things, mm-hmm. and being able to stand up in a room and talk to people. I mean, those are skills, lifelong skills that will be invaluable to anybody. Yeah. So most importantly, just make sure that your child wants to do it. And if you do sit down with an agent or a manager, make sure, and you're going to have to do a role reversal, make sure that you stay quiet unless the agent is asking you a question. Because I've spoken with some agents and managers of kids who have said they've loved certain kids, but the parents were impossible. Like, they wouldn't let the kid talk. I want nothing to do with them.
Right,
so
right.
Let
and
your
I
kid
tell
do
you what,
it.
If you, I tell you what, if you watch, I don't know, I don't know the I think it's TLC or Bravo or one of those stations, but I kid you not, if you watch some of those shows, and they have the kids on there doing the dancing,
pageant.
And the kids on there acting, doing not the acting, Aaron. The
some of the pageant,
little pageants. Yes, yes.
Right.
I mean,
it's
I'm telling you, yeah. You know what? It was one of those things where, like every normal American, I wanted to sit down to watch that because I thought it'd be pretty interesting. Aaron, I cannot bring myself to watch that show. The parents, I find that I yell at the screen because the parents upset me so much. I'm like, lady, are you kidding me? Your kid is the one that's supposed to be doing this, not you.
Right.
Yeah, so I couldn't agree with you more on that point.
Yeah, sometimes it's the parent that is trying to live vicariously through the kid. And with the pageants, look, I know a number of people that have had tremendous success with pageants, love them. And, you know, it all depends on your frame of mind and what you're doing with it, but for little kids to get dressed up to look like they're 21 years old, and that's problematic.
Now, if you guys are joining us, Aaron, I can't believe, I don't know if you know this, but we've been on the air for 45 minutes, so we've got this, we've got about six more minutes to go. But if you're joining us, we're talking to Aaron Marcus. He is, my goodness, he's all over the place. He does a lot of acting jobs as well as modeling jobs, and he's got a workshop in Baltimore on May the 1st, and that's at the Sleep In and Suites at the airport out near BWI. He's got an amazing website, www.howtomodel.com. You can also reach him there via email, and I can just tell you from my experience, he's very good when he has the time to email you back. But he's going to be out there with an agent, right? And who else is going to be there?
I'm going to have David DuBois. I'm going to have Netsai from Central Casting, John Strawbridge, who's done a lot of casting and is a director, and Amy Jones, a commercial photographer and headshot photographer.
Yeah.
Those are all my guest speakers.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if this is something that you've thought about or thought about for yourself, your teenager, your kid, I would highly recommend that you get out there, because Aaron spoke about this earlier. If you're just joining us, there are so many scams out there when it comes to modeling and acting, and he for sure is the real deal. I mean, you can look at his resume, and just, you know, go down a list of who's who, where he's been, and what he's done. So he's been doing these workshops for a while, and just enjoys doing it, but also to get the real information out there, the correct information that you're going to need to make an honest go at this career, if it's something that you really are interested in. And we've got time for one more question. This young lady wants to know, and she is from Florida, from Tampa, and she wants to know, what are you currently working on right now, Aaron?
Currently, I've been auditioning a lot. I am waiting to find out. I just auditioned for a feature film in Pittsburgh, so I'm waiting to find out what's happening with that. I just auditioned for a low-budget independent film in Baltimore, waiting to find out about that, and just had a go-see in New York. Actually, it was on Sunday, which is very unusual, so I'm waiting to find out about that. So right now, I'm waiting to hear about those things. I will be doing a workshop in Oklahoma City this Saturday, and I'll be in Toronto on the 28th of April. And so, and then it looks like May 15th, I'll be in Mexico City. So I'll be traveling around a lot with the workshops. And one of the things I just wanted to mention to people, mm-hmm. you know, I know a lot of times people, you know, have always thought about acting or modeling, and then they just never followed through with it. And look, whether you take my workshop or get my book or take other people's workshops, whatever it is, just please don't let this stuff linger. Don't let it haunt you. What I find is that a lot of times people, they think about it, they dream about it, and then they just don't do anything. And those are the people that are just haunted for the rest of their lives. They're always wondering, I wonder if this is something I could have done, if this is something that would have been fun for me. So no matter what, just follow your dreams and just go out there and give it a shot. And you might even find, hey, you know, you learned a lot about the industry, and you might even say, you know what, this isn't for me. I really don't think I want to pursue this. Even though I can tell you most people do this on a part-time basis, most people have full-time jobs or they're full-time students and they do this stuff periodically. So don't feel like you've got to, you know, drop everything in your life and do this on a full-time basis.
Right.
But I think the important thing is if the idea is there, go after it and get the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is very, very good information. And speaking of information, Aaron, we actually had – I feel really bad. We have about 10 more questions, so if you don't mind, I'll wait until your schedule kind of dies down from your traveling. I will forward you those questions with the email address, and perhaps you can be very generous and nice to answer those questions, because I always feel like anyone who takes the time to email me or listen to my show, they're all very important to me, and I want to make sure that I get an answer for them since they took the time out. One last thing, guys, that I do want to mention. When you go to his website, what I like about it, too, that is very, very cool, besides if you register, you can get a special video that he talked about at the top of the hour. Aaron, I love your success stories, and we don't have time to talk about it, but he's got a whole list, I guess, of people that have read his book, and he's got their pictures and all of that on his website, so that's pretty cool. So you guys need to look at that. And, Aaron, you have to come back because I had about five other things that I wanted to talk about that we didn't even get to. And I know your schedule is busy, but promise me we'll continue to correspond and we'll get another date for you to come back and talk some more.
Victoria, this was so much fun. Anytime you want to do this, whether I'm in Mexico or Canada or Australia, you just let me know. I will be on the phone with you.
Well, you know, actually, the next time I do like to do it in conjunction when you've got your seminars on the East Coast, because I've got a lot of followers here between Boston and D.C. So when your next seminar comes up where you're kind of close on the East Coast doing something, then that's when we'll plan it for the next time.
Okay, well, I do plan to be in New York probably in July sometime, but we'll talk.
Okay, well, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll talk then. Okay, Aaron, thanks so much for joining us, sweetie. You have a good time, and keep me posted on those callbacks and all of that good stuff, okay?
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I told you, he's awesome, right? Yeah. Like, I certainly liked him when he was on The Wire and West Wing and Law and Order, but I really, really like him now because I got a chance to talk to him myself, and I hope you guys feel the same way. Again, so make sure you go out to that seminar. He's going to have some good people there. It's at the in Baltimore, Maryland, May 1st at the Sleep Inn and Suites out there at the airport at BWI. So you can always call the airport, or if you've got any more questions, just email me, Or you can connect with Aaron on Facebook because he is still taking friends, or just go to his website, www.howtomodel.com. And like I said, he's very, very good at getting back with you. So if you've got any question, I assure you, pose it to him, and he'll make sure that he gets you an answer. In any event, I will get a chance to listen to you guys and to see you again on Thursday when Jewel Green comes in for her interview. Thank you so much. You guys have a good one. Good night.